Hi guys! Today we are going to be discussing triggers. Yes, especially on a day like today, Mother's Day. Welcome to Empowering Motherless Daughters, where we get to change, grow, and heal. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, subscribing, commenting, sharing this information so other people can start their healing journey as well. Today, we are going to talk about triggers. But before we do, I want to talk about Mother's Day. What exactly is Mother's Day all about? Where did this whole thing come up? Who cooked this idea up? I don't know all of that, but I do know I went on google.com. I wanted to know what it's about. And it's very simple. Mother's Day is to honor good mommies. Yes. And a good mommy is the person that raised you with love, caring, support, honoring you, nurturing you, creating a safe place for you to run to, and being a mentor. Yes, that is a good mommy. And there's so many other things that are good mommies, but this is just to kind of give you a few, okay? A mother is the person that gave birth to you. That is a mother. There is a difference between a mommy and a mother. A lot of women give birth, but very few are mommies, because it takes a lot to be a mommy. A mommy requires sacrifice. It requires, so much more. You have to be present. You have to be willing, a willing participant to be a mommy. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the amazing mommies out there. To the mommies that did not have an example, yet decided, they chose to be a good mommy and break the cycle. Thank you to the amazing mothers out there that did not give birth, but they still decided to be good mommies. To the aunts and cousins and sisters that are good mommies in different ways, thank you. There are a lot of people. We have so many people that play a role, whether it's a mentorship or nurturing or caring role of a mommy, but they don't have the title as a mommy. There's so many people. So we want to recognize them all. Thank you guys for going above and beyond for whomever you decide to do that in your life for, whether it's your niece or whether it's your own child. Thank you so, so much. Happy Mother's Day to my friends. Oh my goodness. I have amazing friends that are amazing mommies. And to my group page members, happy Mother's Day. Just to name a few, we have Ayo. She's not a mommy yet, but I'm sure she will be an amazing mommy. Nisa, Teresa, Cheyenne, Christina, Fisher, Justine, and Tia. Happy Mother's Day to you guys. Please enjoy this day. It is all about you. Now, what is a trigger? According to psychcentral.com, a trigger is someone that sets off a memory tape or flashback, transporting the person back to the event of his or her original trauma. Triggers are very personal, guys. It is different for everyone. Different things trigger different people. So you have to keep that in mind if you're helping someone. All right? That is what a trigger is. Now, how do you prevent triggers? You prevent triggers by protecting yourself. Protect yourself by not engaging in an activity that you know might trigger you. A lot of times, God speaks to us. It's called an instinct. He speaks to us and say, listen, going to this event or engaging with this person, the outcome is not going to be positive. It's not going to be healthy for you. Yet, we disregard, dismiss, ignore our instincts and still participate. I am very guilty of that. And it took a lot of work for me to be able to honor me. It took everything in me to honor me and say, listen, I have been around this person, and every time I have been around this person, they are not good. As a matter of fact, when I leave them, I am angry at myself. I am mad for even going. I am like, why did I go when I knew I should not have gone? So I had to learn to recognize my triggers. And if the person says something that I don't like or something, especially when it comes to in my culture, in my African culture, I feel like people just think that they can say whatever they want. Matter of fact, it's not even my African culture. I think it's just people in general. People just, I don't know who gave them the title. They just say whatever they want. So when I know me being around you or engaging in an activity is going to make me become upset, I don't go. It's point blank period. I just don't go anymore. I just don't participate. I am not interested. I don't care. I am not going. It's not going to fill my cup. It's actually going to make me feel bad. It's going to make me feel sad. It's going to make me annoyed. So no, I am not going. That is the only way for you to prevent your trigger, is to protect yourself by not engaging in activities that are not going to serve you. They're not going to add value to your life, and they are not for your well-being. Protect yourself. And protecting yourself, guys, ding, 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 is a part of self-care. Hello? Yes. It is a part of self-care. Protect yourself. Now, how do you manage triggers? So on a day like today, you have to manage your trigger. Oh, I was on Instagram minding my business. So I thought. And then I was scrolling up, and on Essence page, they had a mommy duo photo shoot. It was a neon photo shoot. And all of a sudden, I don't even know where it came from, I was filled with so much despair and sadness. And I was like, what? Where is this coming from? And so immediately I realized that I am sad. Like, I am really sad. Oh, I didn't like it. So I went to see my therapist. I wanted to talk to him about it. And then after doing that, it really didn't do much for me. I mean, it started the conversation and the whole management, because it made me realize, like, listen, this is a trigger for me. This is a trigger. Mother's Day is a trigger for me. I didn't think it was before, but this year it's a trigger for me. So after recognizing, I didn't like the way I felt. I knew I wanted to feel happy. So what I did was I did something about it. I watch funny movies. I watch inspirational movies. I engage in activities that will make me feel good. And I just focused on me. I literally did. I just focused on me. So from that, I just was like, okay, well, I feel much better. And today I feel great. I am not sad about anything. So how you manage triggers is you recognize your feelings. Choose how you want to feel, and then you do something about it. The second thing is you practice self-care. And if that means that you do deep breathing, you humor the situation, you go get a pedicure, a manicure, a facial, a massage, do that. Practice self-care. I want you to do one thing with me right now, and that is deep breathing. And we're going to do that. We are going to inhale in through our nose and out through our mouth. So just listen. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And you can do that 10 times in an hour. Just in through your nose, inhale, exhale out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. It is okay. It is okay. It's okay for you to feel sad. Nisa said something to me on the Facebook group page, Empowering Motherless Daughters. She said, if you have to cry, cry. If you have to be sad, be sad. Just don't stay in it. Let it out. Let all of that toxicity out. Let it all out. Don't let it stay in you. And I realize, as I'm just talking to you, I am like, there's so much I would have wanted to do for my mother on Mother's Day. I would have wanted to spend time with her, maybe go pedicure, massage, therapy, I don't know, something. I would have photo shoot. But I'm just realizing, since I am the one doing so much work right now, remothering myself, learning how to love myself, I am a mother to myself and my son. For that reason, whatever I would have given my mother going forward this year, I didn't know that. But as I'm speaking to you right now, it is an aha moment. Whatever I would have given my mother, every Mother's Day from here on, I am going to give that to myself. Yes. That is what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. From here on out, whatever I would have given my mother on Mother's Day, I'm going to give it to myself. Yes. If it's a spa, every year I'm going to do something special for myself on Mother's Day, because I'm doing a lot of work on myself right now because of all the trauma and the damages. I hope I'm making sense to you, because literally this is just a moment. I'm just saying right now what I am feeling, and that is, from here on, I pledge to give myself an amazing day on Mother's Day. because I am doing all the work right now. Thank you for listening. I wish you well. Until next time, I want you to be so good, so kind, so loving, so gentle, and to practice self-care, because you deserve it. You deserve it all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for liking. Thank you for subscribing, for sharing, for inviting other people to be a part of Empowering Motherless Daughters page, the group page. Thank you so much. Please do not forget to subscribe to this podcast, and do not forget to rate. I know you guys are very busy, but I really appreciate it if you can leave a comment on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this. Leave a comment and rate it. Let me know how I am doing. Let me know how I can serve you. Thank you.